All right, Alexander, let's talk about Jack Dorsey's tweets. He's finally crawled out from his billion-dollar cave, I guess. And he's decided to weigh in on his decision to ban the President of the United States of America, the CEO of Twitter, a company whose logo is a bluebird, has decided to ban the President of the United States of America from their platform. Anyway, he has now spoken out about why he did it. And it's, to sum everything up, the tweets that he put out there are just weasel words. He's pretty much, I mean, when you read the tweets, and I'll put a link to an article which has all the tweets aggregated. When you read Jack Dorsey's tweets, the first part is him just basically making excuses and not manning up to his decision. A lot of deflecting. And then he actually has the nerve to start promoting another project that he has going on and trying to swindle people to buy into a new decentralized Twitter. I mean, really, he's really trying to... He must think people are just absolutely stupid. But I guess, you know, he got 300 million people to use his platform, so... You know, I guess that says something, but it's really just an incredible set of tweets, which really, when I read them, it just makes me lose that much more. I don't even want to say respect. I can't believe this guy runs a public company. That's all I can say.
Well, I have to say, I read the tweets. I found them utterly bizarre. I mean, I didn't just find them bizarre. I found them, I'm going to say it straightforwardly, weird. I mean, on the one hand, he tries to justify what Twitter did in banning Donald Trump. But of course, he can't really provide any explanation justifying this decision. I mean, he doesn't say exactly what Donald Trump said, which would have justified him taking the step, or Twitter taking the step that he did. And then he goes on and admits that it's a terrible precedent. That's going to end the internet. That's going to have all these awful consequences. And the end result is, on the one hand, he came across to me as manipulative and evasive and, frankly, rather desperate, as if he knows that what he did was incredibly wrong and extremely bad in its consequences, but also at one and the same time, unable to admit that what he did was wrong and has been a terrible mistake. So the result is a completely incoherent and bizarre set of tweets. I can't help but think that at some level, he has been shocked by the reaction after the decision was taken. He was shocked by the plunge in Twitter's share price, which I believe is now stabilized. He's probably come into for intense criticism, which on several levels is dismaying him. He is alarmed by all the criticisms that's coming from world leaders like Angela Merkel, Macron, and López Obrador of Mexico, and those sort of things. So he's shocked by all of that. He's shocked by the way in which people are already comparing his actions with those of the government of Uganda, which has now rushed off and blocked Twitter in Uganda during elections, because they say, the Ugandans are saying, well, Twitter is clearly a politicized outfit. But at the same time, he can't bring himself to admit that what he did was a mistake and change course. So he's now producing this bizarre set of tweets. And I'm going to say, frankly, I think Jack Dorsey is losing it. I think he is losing his way. Whatever his abilities once were, I do question whether he's fit to run a company like Twitter now. I mean, he clearly doesn't possess that degree of coolness and self-possession that the CEO of such a big company needs to have. I'm being very, very measured in my choice of words, but I think people who listen to me understand what I mean.
No, he's fit to run Twitter because Twitter is going to go the way of MySpace. That's a fact. I mean, that's the minute you have 5, 10, 20 million people, if they bail on Twitter, it's Twitter's over. Twitter is done. And that's clear as day.
Yes.
The main point of Dorsey's tweet is I think it's actually quite manipulative.
Oh, it's extremely, extremely manipulative. Very manipulative.
Because in the first part, he talks about, you know, the tough decision he's made. And then he talks about how he has probably destroyed the World Wide Web. But then he goes off to sell everybody a decentralized crypto-based social network. And, you know, if this has been some sort of, if Jack Dorsey thinks he's doing some sort of Machiavellian plan that he's, you know, throwing out there by screwing the existing internet and then, you know, trying to swindle people into his vision of a decentralized social network based on crypto, and he thinks he's being very clever. All I have to say is that any project that Jack Dorsey is behind, I don't care if he creates a social network, a decentralized social network that spits out Bitcoin every time you hit the post button, I don't think anyone is going to want to use it. I won't use it, and I'm positive 80 million Americans will not want to use it. And that also goes for the messaging app Signal that he is promoting. Screw Signal. If Jack Dorsey promotes it, I'm staying away from it. Use Telegram. So to me, Jack Dorsey is on the one hand admitting that he completely demolished the World Wide Web. And then he says, you know what? I'm building a better type of social network. So join me there. Very manipulative.
Well, incredibly manipulative and at the same time, extraordinarily lacking, showing an extraordinary lack of self-awareness. I mean, I've blown up the internet, so let me rebuild it. I mean, that's what he's basically saying. I've demolished what we've done, what we have, and at the same time, I'm the person to save it. I mean, it's delusional. It's bizarre. It is, as you correctly said, extremely manipulative, and it's completely incoherent. I think people reading this, you know, sort of big shareholders of Twitter, ought to be getting to talking to each other and perhaps calling Dorsey and saying, you know, Jack, you know, maybe this is all getting a bit too much for you now. Maybe it's time to, you know, to give yourself a rest and pass on the job to someone else. Because realistically, Twitter run by a chief executive like this, it doesn't have good times ahead of this. I mean, this is bizarre and eccentric messaging. And, you know, you don't want bizarre and eccentric people running gigantic companies, especially not such important ones. So, I mean, I thought it was most weird, very, very strange. But by the way, it is interesting to see that even Jack Dorsey himself accepts the validity of the point that many are making, and which we made in a video we did very recently, that what he's basically done has destroyed the internet as we have known it.
Yeah, I'll freely admit right now that every government in the world should shut down social media before and after an election. As much as I hate to say it, because I believe in the free speech, I believe in an open and transparent internet, but if I was consulting any government in the world, I don't care if it's Germany, I don't care if it's Russia, I don't care if it's Canada, Mexico, Panama, Chile, it doesn't matter, big or small. If I was consulting any government, my advice to them would be 1 month before the election, shut off Facebook, Twitter, etc. And then 1 month after, keep it shut off as well. And then you could turn it back on in order to protect the integrity and the fairness of the election. That, I mean, what else can you say? That's the only way you'll be able to ensure. Because as you said in the beginning of the video, one thing is without a shadow of a doubt, social media and Google search, to be quite honest, social media, Silicon Valley, big tech, is biased. They're not independent participants. They're completely biased and they pick sides. So you have no choice. Well, any government in the world is left with zero choice.
Well, you know, well, I mean, Uganda has already just done that. And I mean, it's interesting to read what Glenn Greenwald has to say about that, by the way, because he's written a searing piece, article about Twitter, in which he brings up the whole subject of Uganda. It's behind a paywall, but it's a fascinating article to read. But of course, you know, they don't need, governments don't need the advice of people like us. They're making those assessments already. Merkel has already come out and said this is a politicized act by Twitter, and that the problem should be actually regulated by governments. I mean, she didn't say this herself. She got, as she always does, her spokesman Siebert to do it. But that's what's going to happen now. Even governments like Germany are going to start placing regulations controlling what the media said, social media says, because they're not going to trust social media anymore. They're going to say social media clearly has political agendas. All right, you know, we make a big fuss when the Russians send out a few trolls. Well, we know that that never really amounted to anything. But my gosh, how much more terrifying it is when a company like Twitter behaves in this way. So governments all over the world are going to start taking these steps. And that's because of what Jack Dorsey has just done.
Yeah. And Jack Dorsey can take his decentralized social network and do you know what with it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I mean, that's never going to get off the ground, because anything that Jack Dorsey touches is now dust. Let's be quite clear about that. No one is going to trust him in future. The very fact that he's coming up with these ideas is an admission of the way in which trust has been lost because of what he had done. So, you know, I've blown up the internet, so trust me to come up with someone else. No one is going to do that. No investor will. No internet user will. And if they start reading Jack Dorsey's self-justifying, and I have to say self-pitying comments, I mean, they will trust him and respect him even less. I mean, there is a kind of whinging quality to the way in which he's tweeting and justifying and explaining himself, which is, frankly, extremely undignified. I mean, if Jack Dorsey had come out and said, you know, I'm absolutely, you know, not going to allow people to behave like this on my company, and, you know, I am who I am and I'm doing what I can do, well, you could be absolutely furious, you could be absolutely angry with him, but at least he is what he's, you know, he is actually acting the role of the big tech oligarch, the Rockefeller, if you like, of the modern age. This self-pitying, self-whinging individual, evasive, wheedling individual that we see in these tweets, I mean, nobody's going to respect him for them. They're not going to, they're going to drain away some of the fear that some people have for him, because they're going to read these tweets and they're going to say to themselves, this person really doesn't amount to very much.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Guys, follow us on BitChute, on Odyssey, and on Rumble. You'll find those links down below. Also, please help out this channel, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and Bitcoin. You'll find those links as well. We appreciate all the help we have been getting. We really do appreciate it. And we also appreciate it when you buy some great merchandise, which you will love, at the Durant Shop. For example, I'm wearing a long sleeve Durant shirt with the flag of Spain.
And I'm also wearing a long sleeve Durant shirt, but this has only got our own logo on it. But you can find flags of many countries on many of our products, like the flag of the United States on one of my great magic mugs, or here we have the flag of Great Britain on a Durant hat, the Union Jack. You can see it there. And you can find it also on our great sweatshirts and our great hoodies and all our wonderful products, which people who buy them, they all come back and they tell us how wonderful they are, because we chose always to provide our viewers with items of the best quality, which is a sign of our respect to our viewers. And please, as Alex said, search us out on our other platforms, look up our other channels, Alex's channel and mine. You'll find links under this video. Support us on Patreon, PayPal, and Subscribestar. And we look forward to you joining us in our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.